Philadelphia City Controller's Office releases a report on what it calls dangerous and unsanitary conditions in the city's public schools. Details from WHYY's Laura Benchoff.
Kindergarten teacher Dan DiMartino works at Juniata Park Elementary in North Philadelphia. It's one of 20 schools the controller's office inspected over winter and spring.
I go to move a crate and I find all my books chewed up and mouse feces all over the books. So obviously, and mouse urine all over the books. So obviously I can't use those books anymore. I had to trash them.
DiMartino says he thinks short staffing is to blame for his school's pest problems. This isn't the first time City Controller Alan Butkovitz has brought inspectors into Philly public schools. 7 years ago, his office released a similar report, and he says conditions haven't improved.
In fact, conditions are more degraded and deteriorated.
Inspectors also found frayed high-voltage electrical wiring, fire hazards, and even asbestos in the sample of schools they visited. Spokesman Fernando Gallard says the district is doing its best, but doesn't have the funds to keep up buildings.
Our maintenance budget has declined. There's no surprises here. Things are not being cleaned as often, not as maintained as often.
After layoffs, he says the district still addressed more than 34,000 building complaints last year, and it's already taken care of that asbestos. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benchoff.